The U.S. government is working to improve its position as a leader in global action against AIDS. Yesterday, it dropped a high-profile trade case at the World Trade Organization regarding drug patents. At the United Nations special session on AIDS, Washington reaffirmed its commitment to fighting the disease. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who leads the U.S. delegation, spoke to the General Assembly yesterday. He held out the promise of more American money for a global fund to fight the epidemic. NPR's Richard Harris reports from New York.
Some 3,000 people have gathered at the United Nations for the first General Assembly meeting to discuss the AIDS epidemic. The power of this meeting is mainly in its rhetoric, and Secretary of State Colin Powell represented the United States in that regard.
No war on the face of the earth is more destructive than the AIDS pandemic. I was a soldier, but I know of no enemy in war more insidious or vicious than AIDS.
Powell said the tragedy is that the knowledge exists to defeat the disease. People know how to stop the virus from spreading, drugs can hold it in check, and with luck, vaccines are on the horizon.
Yet to date, our global response to this rapidly spreading scourge has been woefully inadequate. What will historians say of us if we continue to delay? Will history record a fateful moment in our time, on our watch, when action came too late?
Health experts say it will take about $9 billion a year to fight the AIDS epidemic. The U.S. has contributed $200 million to a global fund established earlier this year by U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan. Powell said he's optimistic that the logistics of that fund will be worked out by the end of the year so the money can start flowing. And he said the U.S. will contribute more when it's clear how the money will be used. And as Powell was arguing his case on the public stage, the U.S. Trade Representative in Washington was also taking steps to shore up world opinion. That office dropped a complaint it had lodged with the World Trade Organization against Brazil. The U.S. objected to the fact that Brazil was prepared to let companies manufacture U.S. patented drugs without paying royalties. Paul Davis from the Health Gap Coalition says the U.S. policy drew widespread criticism from the public health community and activists around the world who saw it as a threat to the most successful program to combat AIDS in the developing world.
Brazil has been able to reduce rates of infection by 50% and death and dying by 52% since 1997, and they did it in great part with access to generic medicines made freely available.
The U.S. has diffused this dispute by withdrawing the complaint with the World Trade Organization, but that doesn't mean the issue has been resolved entirely. The U.S. still has other, less visible ways to pressure Brazil and other countries in disputes over AIDS drugs and patents, and there is as yet no clear strategy for balancing the need for inexpensive AIDS drugs with the need to protect intellectual property in the form of drug patents. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the United Nations.